participant in the conference. Please announce yourself.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Entry and exit tones are off.
Praise the Lord. God bless you on today. God bless you on this day, this very fine day that the Lord has made. We do rejoice. We're glad in it. Amen. We're grateful to the Lord for all that he's doing. Truly, truly we can say that the Lord is doing great things, and we are so grateful for all that he's doing. Amen, Jesus. Listen, listen, as we begin to count our blessings, amen, and all that the Lord has done, we could count from now through eternity, and it still wouldn't be enough to give God thanks for the things that he's done, for the great things that he's done in our lives. Amen. We are so grateful to the Lord on today. Amen. Just thank him. We pray that you had a beautiful day. Amen. On this Sabbath day, we pray that you got some rest. Amen. Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that you really took some time out to be with the Lord. Amen. On this day that the Lord has made. We are so grateful. We're so grateful for this time again, grateful for this hour. Amen. Truly, the Lord has done us well. Truly, truly, the Lord has done us well. And we, again, are so grateful for it. Amen. Just, I'm telling you, just grateful hearts on today. Grateful heart. Amen. Grateful spirit. Just grateful, grateful, grateful on today. Thanking him for life and life that more abundantly. We just bless the Lord on the day. And we just want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. To each and every one of you that are coming in, we say welcome and thank you. Thank you for taking the time out to join us on tonight. We thank you for taking the time out to be a part of the PNN. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Thank God for you for telling others about us. Amen. And we thank God for all of our international listeners that are listening in. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord for you. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, because we realize there's so much that you could be doing, so many other things that you could be doing, but you have elected to come and be with us. So we just want to say thank you on tonight. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us on tonight. Amen. To our listeners internationally, amen. Our listeners in Canada, China, Brazil, Bermuda, amen. Spain, France, glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Uganda, Africa, Bahamas. We just thank God for you, each and every one of you, for taking the time out. We always like to listen, just a few, like to list just a few of our international listeners, because we want you to know that we know that you are with us. And we thank God for you. Thank God for you, each and every one of you, for, again, just taking the time out to come and be with us. It's such a blessing. It's such a blessing, because truly God is doing great things. He's doing some great and mighty things in this hour. Amen, Jesus. And listen, people of God, we don't take it for granted. Amen. We don't take it for granted, all that the Lord is doing. Glory be to God, because I'm telling you, listen, we can't sleep. We can't sleep, amen. We can't sleep on him. We can't wink our eye, amen, because he's moving just that much, and he's moving just that fast. Amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We bless him for what he's doing in your lives, people of God. Each and every one of you, we thank God for what he's doing in your lives. Amen. We've heard the testimonies that have been going forth. Amen. From time to time, when we take a moment just to listen, just to hear what God is doing in your lives, and through the testimonies, by the testimonies, we see that God is doing some great things. And so we just give him thanks. We just give him praise. Amen. We bless him for you. You, you, and you. We bless him for you, people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless him. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God for, amen, just all of the great things that he's doing. All of the great things that he's doing. Amen. We just thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. Glory to God. Whether you're listening in the continental U.S., we just thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for taking time out. Thank you for just coming to join us. Amen. We are here live. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We thank God for you. Whether you're listening on Facebook, whether you're listening via radio, or whether you are calling in, we just want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Welcome, 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 welcome. As you're coming in, people of God, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come. Invite someone else to come and be a part of this worship experience on tonight. Glory to God. Ask them to come on in. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, God has a blessing. Amen. With your name on it. Amen. With your name on it. Amen. You can't get what God has for me, and I can't get what God has for you. Amen. Glory be to God. It's specific. It's a specific blessing. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give him praise. Amen. We bless him on tonight. Amen. We truly, truly, truly bless him on tonight. Amen. Again, for all that he's doing. Truly, he is doing us well, people of God. And we just thank him. Amen. We just thank him on tonight. Just so grateful on tonight. Amen. Many of you know my mom had knee surgery. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. Because, people of God, let me tell you something. Prayer works. Amen. And we're thanking God for a speedy recovery for her. Amen. I'm telling you, God is just doing some amazing things right before our eyes. Amen. And I tell you, we know that it's because of prayer. Amen. She's 80 years old. 80 years old, people of God. But the strength that she's exhibiting, the strength that she's showing for us, I'm telling you, it is just blowing our minds. Amen. And this, we know that's God. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for your prayers. We thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your continual support of the Prayer News Network. We bless God for each and every one of you. Amen. Each and every one. We love you. We appreciate you. Again, we thank God. Amen. Listen, stay coming by hearing by the word of God. Amen. We know that you're coming to this line. And just as sure as you're coming to this line, God is blessing. God is strengthening. God is building you. Amen. There's no way we can come to this line, amen, and God not be doing something in your life. He's doing it. You may not be able to see, amen, but it's happening, people of God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. We bless the Lord on tonight, amen. We thank him on tonight for, again, all that he's doing. Truly, again, people of God, he is doing us quite well. Amen. And we have no complaints. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God. We thank God for you again on tonight. We want to just let you know, amen, because it is Saturday night and several churches are now back in and on schedule. As we always do, we're endeavoring not to keep you long. Amen. Jesus, we're endeavoring to do that. We're going to try to do that. Amen. We're going to try not to keep you too long, amen, Jesus, but mindful of your time, amen. Many are cooking in this hour, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Cooking, getting ready for tomorrow, amen. Those that don't rise up early in the morning, amen, and cook, amen, Jesus. They're getting their dinner started for tomorrow already. So we thank God for you, amen. We bless the Lord for you, people of God, amen, Jesus. And at this time, amen, glory to God, we just thank God for all of our leaders. Amen. I thank God for my leaders, our chief apostle, Dr. S.B. James, and our senior apostle, amen, Dr. Huggins James. Thanking God on tonight, Bishop K.A. Tina, my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor. Thanking God for him. Thanking God for all of our PNN advisors, each and every one of them in their respective places. Amen. Holding it down, people of God. Let this work not go, amen, lacking in the earth, but it will continue to do what God has intended it to do. Amen. Thank you, God, for that. Amen. Thank you, God, for your leaders, each and every one of your leaders. Thank you, the Lord, on tonight for each and every one of you, people of God. Just blessing God for you. Amen. Blessing God for you. Thanking God for you for coming. Thanking God for you for telling someone else about the line. Amen. Glory be to God. And at this time, people of God, amen, Jesus, we are going to, amen, get ready. Amen, Jesus, we're going to get ready on tonight to go before the throne of grace because, as we know, people of God, we cannot go to God any kind of way. No, 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 no. We got to be clean. We got to be sanctified. We don't want anything to hinder our prayers. Amen. Glory be to God. So we always take the time out. Amen. The Lord sanctify us collectively. Sanctify us individually. Sanctify us. Cleanse us. Purge us. Make us whole. Amen, Jesus. Glory. Glory be to God. So we always take time out. Amen. To do this is so important. Amen. That we, amen, go before God right, that we go before him right, people of God. So if you would, again, go ahead and this message is out. Send them out to somebody. Send them out to everybody. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. We're thanking God on tonight that we will have a rebroadcast on tonight as well. Amen, Jesus, for a time such as this. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks again. We give him praise. We bless the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God for all that he's doing. Glory to God. So if you would, let us go before the throne of grace on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Bring our hearts.
The recording has started.
Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. The song says on tonight, hallelujah. Bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his soul. Holy name, hallelujah, 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 for I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his soul. Oh, glory to God. Bless his soul. Holy, bless his soul. Holy. Holy name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will you bless him on today? Will you bless him on today? Will you bless the Lord on today? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord. Come on and bless the Lord. Glory to God. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. People of God, let us bless his name. Glory to God, for he's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Glory be to God. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you on tonight. We bless you. We bless you. We thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you for your goodness on tonight. We bless your precious name. Father, we bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We bless your name on tonight. Glory. Father, we bless your name on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For if we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, it wouldn't be enough to give you praise. But we come by tonight, glory to God. We have collectively come on this night. We've come to give you praise. We've come to tell you thank you. We come to tell you thank you for life on tonight. We come to thank you for strength. Thanking you on tonight, glory be to God, for giving us another day. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're thanking you for covering us. We're thanking you for shielding us. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you on this night. We thank you, glory to God, hallelujah, for you gave your life. You came, you gave your life, glory to God, that we might live. And Father, we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for your great salvation. We're thanking you for your predashiva. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, that you didn't leave us comfortless, Jesus, but you sent back your spirit. You sent back the comforter, your precious Holy Ghost, your spirit, glory to God, to dwell with us, your spirit, to lead us and guide us, glory to God, into all truth, into all righteousness. And Father, we thank you on today. And Father, we come yielded, glory to God. We're coming yielded before your throne of grace. We're coming yielded on today, glory to God, crying unto thee, Abba, Father, crying unto thee, glory be to God, hallelujah, for there truly is no other help we know, glory to God, and we're looking unto you, we're looking unto the hill from which help, for our help, oh God, you are our help, you are our strength, glory to God, you are our high tower, and we come to give you praise, we come to give you thanks on tonight, Father, we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, we're thanking you, glory to God, for our destiny lies within you. Glory to God, and we give you thanks, we give you praise, Father, for because you live, and we give you thanks, and we give you praise. Father, we bless you all tonight. Glory to God, for our hope is in you. Glory to God, your harvest in you and in you alone, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for I'm almost saying, God, hallelujah, we're thanking you on today. We're thanking you for your great and precious promises unto us, your people. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, that no promise left unto us shall fail. And Father, for this we give you thanks, and we give our most time. For this we give you praise. Father, we bless you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for looking all over the land. We thank you on this night. We thank you on this night. Glory, Hemoshah. We're thanking you, Hemoshah, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you for moving all over the land, for moving upon your people on tonight. Father, we're asking you to breathe yet again upon your people. Breathe yet again, glory to God. Breathe strength on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, those that are faint of heart on tonight, Father, breathe your Bama Shay. Breathe your fresh breath of life, oh God, to give your people strength in this hour in the precious name of Jesus. Those, oh God, in this hour, oh God, their vision, oh God, is drawing dim. But we're asking that you would breathe upon the vision upon your people on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your divine covering. Thank you for your divine healing on tonight. Thank you for your divine help on tonight. Glory to God. Living and moving in you. Glory to God. We do have our being. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will look upon us this night. Look upon us, Jesus. Look upon us. Look upon us. Look upon our hearts, oh God. For the word, oh God, your word says, oh God, that our hearts are deceitfully wicked, oh God. But we're asking that you will look upon our hearts. Look upon us and cleanse us, oh God. Look upon us and cleanse us tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking that you will forgive us of sin. Give us of sin tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, forgive us of every sin, every iniquity of the night. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're saying create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us on tonight. Father, let us not walk in deception. Let us not walk in deception. Let us not walk in self-deception, oh God.
understanding. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We glorify you. We glorify you. We glorify you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For if we had 10,000 tongues, glory to God, it would not be enough to give you thanks, to give you praise. Father, we ask you on tonight that you would look upon this line, look upon this people, look upon your people, glory to God, in the four corners of the earth. Look upon your people on tonight, glory to God. Look upon your people, glory to God, and meet the needs, oh God, every petition on tonight, every petition, oh God, that is going before you on this night, glory to God. Father, we're lifting unto you. We're lifting, oh God, your people unto you. Look favorably upon us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would have your way. Father, we're asking that you would turn around, oh, glory to God. Turn around adverse situations, those situations, oh, God, that are working against us, glory to God. Hallelujah, on this night. Father, we're asking that you would turn it around. Turn it around, God, everything that the enemy meant for our bad, everything that the enemy meant in the lives of your people for the bad. Father, turn it around, oh, God, and make it, oh, God, for their good. Cause it to work for them. Cause it to work, oh, God. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, oh God. Thank you for healing on tonight. Thank you for deliverance on tonight. Thank you for restoration on this night. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor. We glorify you, oh God, your matchless name. Glory to God. There is no other name, oh God, whereby men can be saved. But Father, at the mention of your name, glory to God, your name, your name, your name alone. Power to save, power to deliver. And Father, we thank you now, for you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the Ancient of Days. You are, glory to God. Hey, woo, God, you're our El Shaddai. And we thank you on tonight. Thank you for being, oh God, all that we are, all that we need. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We honor. We bless you on tonight. We bless your precious name on tonight. We bless your precious name on tonight. We bless your precious name on this night, oh God. We bless you for what you're about to do. We bless you for your people now. All over the world, we thank you. We bless you for your people in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we say have your way tonight. Have your way on this line. Have your way on this broadcast tonight. Have your way, glory be to God. Speak to our hearts in the precious name of Jesus. Father, send forth your anointing. Send forth your anointing. Send your anointing. Cause your anointing to rest upon us. Rest upon your people and break every yoke in the lives of your people. Every yoke. Oh, God, break every yoke in the name of Jesus. Father, set your people free. Glory to God, for you set us free and we'll see free indeed. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. Thank you for what you're about to do. Thank you for that is already done. We're thanking you for victory on tonight. Thank you that you made us overcomers. We thank you on tonight. Eba. We thank you, glory to God, that you made us overcomers. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. Not in our own strength, not in our own might, oh God, but by your Spirit. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Glory to God for all of these things. Father, we bless your name. Bless not yet again your speaker, oh God. Bless him wherever he is, oh God. Bless him right now. Bless and strengthen right now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thanking you. Thanking you for your word. Thanking you for your word that's already gone forth. We thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify the Father. We say now you have your way. Have your way in the midst of us. Have your way. Have your way in the midst of us. And Father, for this, we do give you thanks. We do give you praise. We give you honor and glory in thy precious name, Jesus. And every heart on tonight, say amen, 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 amen on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless him. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on tonight, people of God. Amen. We're just so grateful. Amen. We are so grateful for all that the Lord is doing in this hour. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, any way you bless me, Lord, hallelujah, I've determined within myself, Lord, I'll be satisfied.
And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. We honor him. Glory to God. Amen. For truly he deserves it. He deserves it. He deserves it. Glory be to God. He deserves it. Amen. And we just thank him on tonight. We bless him on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Again, we thank God, amen, that he has made it possible. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, for us to capture, amen, so many of the broadcasts, so much of the word that has gone forth. Amen. God has made it possible for us to capture it. Amen. And we thank God for his word is ever present. His word, amen, is a right now word. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we have a rebroadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. By one of our PNN advisors. Glory to God. One of our PNN advisors as well. Glory to God. One of our hosts, our co-hosts. Oh, my God. Amen. We just give God thanks for him, amen, for this man of God. We just bless the Lord for him, amen, Jesus. Such a compassion, amen, for God. Such a compassion for the people of God, amen, for the salvation of the souls. We give God thanks for him, amen, Jesus. And he landed, the Lord landed him right here, amen, on this Prayer News Network. And we're just so grateful for him, amen, Jesus. Anytime. Amen, Jesus, he's available. Glory to God, he's available unto the Lord. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. And again, this is a pre-recorded broadcast on tonight. But people of God, we want you to listen and be blessed. Amen. We want you to listen and be blessed. Glory be to God. Let us touch and agree. Let's believe God. Amen. For all that you need, amen, because whatever you need, remember, people of God, God's got it, amen. It's by faith that we ascertain it, amen. And tonight, people of God, we are, glory be to God, going to, amen, again, Athens, Georgia, glory to God, by way of True Holiness Temple Church of God, amen, Jesus, again, a very familiar voice as well, one of our co-hosts. Glory to God. And tonight, we want you to receive the evangelist. Amen. Glory to God, the man of God. Amen. For this hour to deliver the word, glory be to God, will help us, amen, on tonight to receive none other than minister and the evangelist, Emmanuel Hoges.
I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm gonna serve the Lord. I'm gonna serve the Lord. My heart is sick. My mind made up. That's the reason why I'm gonna serve the Lord. 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 My heart is sick. My mind is made up. That's the reason why I'm gonna serve the Lord. I'm gonna live this life. 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 My heart is sick and my mind made up. That's the reason why I'm gonna serve the Lord. One more time. I'm gonna serve the Lord. 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 My heart is sick. My mind is made up. That's the reason why. That's the reason why. That's the reason why. I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise be the Lord. Praise be the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Amen. We've given honor to God, too. Amen. He's the head of our life. Amen. For us, to all of our leaders, to the protocol. Amen. We give honor where honor is due. Amen. Thank God for another day. Thank God for grace, for mercy. Thank God for keeping us. Thank God for salvation through the blood of Jesus. Thank God for his love that he has bestowed upon us. Amen. We just give God praise. We give God the glory. Amen. Giving honor to, amen, our visionary. Amen. Founder of this line, the Prayer News Network. Amen. Evangelist, amen, in that Bradley. Amen. To the Prayer News Network family. Thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. This is the weekend. Amen. Amen. We ought to be making some noise for Jesus. Amen. We ought to be making some noise for Jesus. Celebrating. Amen. The good things, amen, that the Lord has done. Oh, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. For he is good. Amen. When we was in sin, when we was in the world of sin, we lived for the weekend. We couldn't wait till the weekend got here. Why? Because we knew that, amen, we were going to throw down. We knew we were going to party and just, amen, have a good time in sin. Amen. But now that we're over on the north side, we still going to have a good time. Only thing changed, amen, is we switch partners. That's the only thing that changed. Amen. But we can still have a good time in the name of the Lord. We bless God for all things. Thank God for my leaders. Amen. My northern, southern district bishops, overseers, amen, to their companions. Amen. To my local pastor, amen, Pastor Elder Mark Holmes. Amen. Lady Calista Holmes. Amen. Just praise God. Amen. For Jesus. Amen. If it had not been for Jesus, amen, where would we be tonight? And I'm just thanking God for the word that's been coming forth on his prayer line. Amen. I tell you, God has been sending his word. God has been speaking to his people, encouraging us and letting us know, amen, we must go on. We must hold out until the end. Amen. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. That same one that endures, that same one that hold out, that's the one that shall be saved in the end. Now, praise God for the word that came forth on last night. Amen. Coming through, amen, Minister Booker. Amen. I truly, amen, enjoyed that word. Amen. It was an in-season word. Amen. It was what the people of God needed to let us know that we can make this journey. Amen. That God is our everything. Everything that we need, amen, we can depend on God. Amen. Go to Jesus. Amen. And he'll be right there. Amen. We just praise God. We're going to call through the word tonight. Amen. We don't want to weary you. Amen. But I learned to let the Lord, amen, take control. Amen. But I'm going to get out the way. Amen. So God can have his way. Amen. Then I can get out the way. Amen. So we praise God. Let us go to the book of, amen, the 100 number of Psalms. Amen. We want to go to the 100 number of Psalms. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your grace. Oh, Father God, we come to you, we acknowledge you in all our ways. We pray that you will order our steps. We pray that you will lead us and guide us. You told us to acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. So, Father God, we are acknowledging you. Father God, we pray that you will lead us and guide us. Put the words in our mouth. Oh, God, I decrease while you increase. Oh, God, move me out the way. None of me and all of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the word go out tonight. Let it touch somebody's heart. Let it encourage somebody's heart. Oh, God, let believers be baptized in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you do these things for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, we'll give you the praise. Amen and thank God. The 100th number of Psalms. Begin with the first verse. Amen. The word of God reads, King James Version, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. We thank God for the reading, amen, of the entire 100th number of Psalms. Amen. We know that God's word is blessed. Amen. Here in this psalmist, amen, this is the psalm of thanksgiving. Amen. This is the psalm of thanksgiving. Amen. And we ought to have thanksgiving in our heart. Amen. Unto the Lord. And here it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Amen. He's saying, amen. This is a command. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You know, so many times people are making noise, but it's not joyful. Amen. They're making a noise. It's irritating. It's aggravating. It's frustrating. But it's not joyful. But here it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. A noise, a sound that's going to be pleasant in the ears of God. Hallelujah. A sound that's going to be sweet. Amen. To the singer. Amen. A sound that's going to be delightsome. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Amen. We are the lands. Amen. Meaning us, the people of God. Amen. And we realize that everybody can praise the Lord. Amen. To let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise be the Lord. Everybody has a right to praise the Lord. Amen. But it's different when the believers, the born again saints, when we make a joyful noise unto the Lord, we're just not making the noise with our mouth. We're just not making a noise with, amen, whatever. But we're making a joyful noise from the heart. Why? Because we are the true worshipers of God. Amen. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. See, we don't just praise God and then go on and turn around and cuss at the same time. Blessings and curses cannot proceed out of the mouth at the same time. Either you're going to bless God at all times, amen, and grace will continually be in your mouth, or either you're going to just curse God, amen, amen, denounce God, amen. You can't do both at the same time. But the world, they do try to do both. You know, bless God with one. Amen. But we believe in faith, the people of God. Amen. He said, my people. Amen. It's my people. Amen. Meaning those that are called by my name. Amen. It's my people. Amen. Meaning you and I that we have been called by the Lord's name. Amen. He said, amen. Amen. The hour has come that the true worshipers, amen, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. See, when the true worshipers come to worship God, they're going to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And it's going to be a joyful sound. It's going to be a sound pleasing in the ears of God. It's going to be a sound, amen, pleasing of men up in heaven. Amen. The angels are rejoicing, amen. Amen. The angels, amen, they rejoice up in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. When they hear the sweet sound, amen, even of one sinner that repented, the angels begin to rejoice, amen, up in heaven. Over one sinner, amen, that repented, more than 99 just persons that needed no repentance. Glory be to God. But here to the Lord, all ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. Come before the presence of the Lord with singing. Thou comest, amen, to the presence of the Lord, amen, with a long faith. Amen, with a sour faith. Like you've been sucking on a lemon all day long. Amen. Amen. So many times when the church doors were open, when we went to church, so many times, amen, so many times, we, amen, people went, and sometimes we went to church, amen, with long faces. Sometimes we went, amen, like somebody put a gun to our head and made us go. They made us be there. Amen. We didn't come with joy. We didn't come with thanksgiving in our heart. We came, amen, like it was a tough obligation. We came like it was a strain and a, amen, it was a hard task for us to come to the house of God. Amen. We sat there with long faces. We sat there, amen, like we wasn't happy to be in the house of God. But David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I guarantee you now, when we get back to the house of God, amen, we're going to be glad to be in the house of God. Ain't nobody going to have to tell us to sing. Ain't nobody going to have to tell us to praise God. Ain't nobody going to tell us, amen, to open our mouth and shout unto God. Amen. We're going to be so glad to be back in the house. Amen. That the praise of the God are going to ring out. And we're going to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. What a time. I don't know about you, but I'm expecting that day. Amen. Amen. When the saints go marching in. When the saints, amen, enter back into the house of God. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. He said, amen. Come before his presence, amen. With singing. Amen. Make melody in your heart. Amen. God will put a praise down in your spirit. God will give you a song in the night. He'll give you a song that the angels can sing. Say, redeem, redeem. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Glory be to God. He said, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Amen. We know that the Lord, he is God. For it is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We know, amen, that God created us. We are the workmanship of his hand, created in righteousness. We were created to worship God. That's what we were put here for. We were created to worship God. Amen. To love God, to live for God, and to obey God. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. For my commandments are not grievous. He said, the way of the transgressor is hard. Amen. When you find people saying it's hard to do this, but it's hard to live right, it's because they don't really want to do it. Anything that you don't want to do, it will be hard to do. But when you want to live for God, amen, he'll make it easy. When you want to serve God, amen, it becomes easy to serve God. Glory be to God. Amen. He says, it is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. We are his people. We are the sheep in his pastures. Amen. He's watching over us. He is that good shepherd. Amen. That good shepherd will give his life for the sheep. Amen. But that hireling will run at any sign of danger. That hireling will run. Why? Because he don't care for the sheep. Amen. But the shepherd, that good shepherd, he said, no man take my life. But I lay it down for my friends. Jesus is that good shepherd. He said he's that good shepherd, amen. He watches over us, amen. He's that good shepherd, amen. That's not going to allow the wolf to get us. He's that good shepherd, amen. That's going to protect us from danger. Glory be to God. Amen. He said, enter into his gate with thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And enter his court with praise. Amen. This is what we got to do. We got to enter into his gate with thanksgiving. And into his court with praise. Amen. We may not be in the house of God, but we're still in the presence of the Lord right here. Amen. Through, amen, telephone conference. We're in the presence of the Lord. In the fullness there's, amen, and pleasure. Amen. In the fullness, amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. In the fullness of God, there's pleasure forevermore. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. Amen. It says, enter into his gate, enter into his court with praise, and be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Do we have any grateful people out there today? Do we have any grateful people that know that the Lord is good? His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. I thank God, amen, for his mercy. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his everlasting grace. Amen. The Lord is good unto me. If it had not been for the Lord, we wouldn't be here today. Amen. We would be cut off and we would have been destroyed by now. Amen. By his mercy endure forever. Amen. Good night. Amen. We want to notice, amen, the second verse. Amen. We want to notice from the second verse. Amen. Our thought tonight will be coming from the second verse. Amen. Of the 100th number of Psalms. Amen. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. We want to take that, amen, our thought tonight, amen, will be, amen, serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. This is what we want to leave with you tonight. Amen. This message that, amen, this thought has been pressing in my spirit for a few days. Amen. The Lord has given it to me. Amen. Say, serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. People of God, this is what you have to do. You have to serve the Lord with gladness. Otherwise, if you don't serve the Lord with gladness, God is not receiving anything else. Amen. We got to give God our best or nothing at all. We got to give God our all or nothing at all. Because God is not, he's not accepted, amen, half-handed stuff. Amen. Amen. Any kind of pushover stuff. Amen. That we present to him. Amen. But God is looking for, amen, a glorious praise. God is looking for something that's, amen, that's, amen, excellent. God is looking for something, amen, that is outstanding. Amen. Serve the Lord with gladness. God ain't going to accept your mad praise. God ain't going to accept your upset praise. God is not going to accept it. Amen. It got to be, amen, a joyful. It has to be a joyful, amen. That's why it said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. That's what we're talking about tonight. We want to leave this with a few people, God. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Stop and think about it. How have you been serving the Lord? How have you been serving God? Have you been serving God with gladness? Or have you been serving God, amen, out of obligation? Have you been serving God because, amen, somebody tell you this what you need to do? Amen, but really you didn't want to do it. Amen, have you been coming to this prayer line with joy? Amen, were you excited, amen, when it's time, amen, to call into this prayer line? Or are you feeling like, oh, Lord, here we go again, not tonight? Amen, but serve the Lord with gladness. Amen, we ought to be glad that we have another opportunity to give the Lord's name the praise. We ought to be so thankful, amen, and so honored, amen, to be able to lift our voice and give God praise. Amen, and the word serve, amen, the word serve means to perform duty. Amen, to present or enact, amen, amen, enact to others. Amen, that's what it means to serve, to perform duty. Amen, to present or enact to others. Amen, and we're serving the Lord. We're performing duties unto the Lord, amen, we're serving others, even ministry. Ministry is, amen, a form of serving. We serve others even in ministry. Amen, and amen, serve the Lord with gladness. Amen, and whatever you do, amen, let it come from the heart. Amen, serve the Lord with gladness. Amen, God, amen, he wants a people that's going to serve him with joy. He wants the people that's going to be happy and delight and to do the people of God, God. Amen. You got to be honored, amen, to want to do something for the Lord. Huh? Amen. So many times we sit around, amen, in time past. Huh? And praise God. Hopefully we don't have that mind now. Huh? But in time past, amen. Amen. If we sit around, amen. People, amen, had to inform us, amen. They had to beg us to do for the Lord. They had to get us to be with us to serve the Lord. Amen. But now, amen, we should have a willing spirit to serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. When God gives you something to do, amen, be glad about it. Don't sit there and say, why me? Why do I have to do this? Amen. Be glad that you've been chosen by God. Amen. To do a work for him. So many people desire to do something for God. Amen. But they're held back and they're held down. Amen. They don't have the freedom and the liberty. Amen. You go into other countries and other places of the world. They don't have the freedom like we do to serve God. But you ought to be glad, amen, that you can serve the Lord with gladness. You ought to be glad that you can serve God with freedom. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. Even back in, amen, even in Egypt time, when they was under the hard taskmaster of Pharaoh, amen, they couldn't serve God, amen. They wanted a little place, amen, a little chance, and a little time to serve God, amen. But Pharaoh wouldn't give it to them, and Moses began to plead to Pharaoh in behalf of the people, asking Pharaoh to give the people, amen, and give us a little space, that we can serve our God, amen. At first, Pharaoh didn't want to do it, but after a while, amen, Pharaoh began to give them a little space that they could serve God, amen, but they wanted to serve God, but they didn't have the freedom to serve God, but we have the freedom to serve God. We have the liberty to pick up our Bibles and read it. Amen. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Stop making it seem like it's so hard to serve God. Stop God's word, amen. Find the love of gladness. Find out what God wants from you. Find out how God wants you to live for him. Find out what is the will of God. By reading your Bible. And praying God. Sing the songs unto the Lord. Giving God the praise. Even in every situation. Lifting up holy hands. Amen. Without wrath or doubt in heart. Glory be to God. Says the Lord with gladness before God. Amen. Stop making it seem like it's a tough job. Stop making it seem like, amen, this ain't what I want to do. Amen. Choose you this day. Who you will serve. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Stop begin to say, if it seems evil to you, to serve the Lord. If it seems like it's an evil thing, to serve the Lord. If it seems like it's a hard thing, ain't it for you to serve the Lord, then choose you this day. Make up your mind right now. Make a conscious decision who you're going to serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I sung a song to him in the open that I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord. My heart is fixed. My mind is made up. That's the reason why I'm going to serve the Lord. I got to serve the Lord. He's been too good to me. I want to serve the Lord. This is my reasonable work. This is the least I can do. Present your body. A living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God. Which is a reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. But be you transformed. By the renewing of your mind. You got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You got to make up your mind. Oh, God, I forgot I live. And for God, I'm going to die. I'm going to serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Glory to the God. Amen. Serve the Lord with gladness, people of God. This is how God wants you to serve him. Amen. He don't want you to serve him with madness. He don't want you to serve him with fame and upsetness. He wants you to serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Be glad that God chose you to serve. Be glad that God chose you, amen. Even to serve other people. It's a blessing to be able to serve somebody else. It's a blessing, amen, to be able to, amen, lend a helping hand. Amen. But do it with joy. Amen. Do it with joy and not with grief. Glory be to God. Serve the Lord with gladness. Whatever God calls you to do, be glad about it. If God calls you to preach, be glad that God chose you. If God calls you to sing, be glad to sing. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice, amen, like a trumpet. Lift up your voice and praise unto God. You go ahead and make that trumpet noise. If God is giving you some money, be glad to share your testimony. Be glad to tell somebody what God has done in your life. Should nobody have to beg you to tell it. Should nobody have to beg you to testify. But we should be popping up like popcorn. Standing to tell the goodness of the Lord. I got to praise. And I got to get it out. I got to praise down in my spirit. And I got to get it out. Tell the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord. How are you going to serve him? Serve him with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness before God. Glory be to God. Amen. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Come, amen. Amen. Come, amen, before his presence with sin. Amen. God wants us to serve him with gladness. Amen. If we're not doing it from our heart, if we're not doing it with a weak spirit, you got to have a willing spirit to serve the Lord. You got to do whatever it is that you do for the Lord. You got to have a willing spirit. Amen. If you're not willing to do it, but you do it, amen, you're not going to get good results. Amen. So many times we do things, but, amen, we don't do it to the best of our ability. Amen. So we don't get the best results. Amen. But God is not accepting anything less than your best. Amen. You can't offer God your second. You can't offer God your third fruit. You got to give God your first fruit. God wants your first fruit. Yes, he does. He's not accepting nothing now. Serve the Lord with gladness. Glory be to God. Amen. So many times, amen. You go to a restaurant. Amen. You go to a restaurant and you sit down, you dine in. Amen. You go, amen, and you sit down. You expect, amen, to have, amen, good customer service. You expect to be served, amen, and treated, amen, well. Amen. You expect the waitress or the waiter, amen, to wait on you. Amen. It's been to serve you with gladness. Amen. Amen. They come, amen. Amen. They come and they greet you with, amen, with a smile. They come and they greet you with a pleasant spirit. Amen. They come and they're kind to you. Amen. They're kind and they're patient with you. Amen. Why? Because they're doing it with joy. Amen. But on the other hand, you got some of these waitresses and waiters. They'll serve you. Amen. But they come with a mean face. They come with a bad attitude. They come, amen. They won't even speak to you. They won't even greet you. They'll just be rude to you. Amen. Can I help you? Amen. They won't even greet you and say, hello. How you doing? Amen. Why? Because they really don't want to be there. They really don't want to do what they're doing. Amen. So many times we say, I really don't want to be here. Well, who made you come? If you don't want to be here, who made you come? Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. And so many times we go to work, we be like, oh, I don't want to be here. Amen. I don't want to be at work. Well, who made you come? Amen. Well, I came because I had to come. I'm only here because I got to be here. Amen, but you ought to be glad, amen, that you have a job to go to. You ought to be glad that you have a job. So many people desire, amen, amen, to want to, amen, be able to go to work. Amen, but they can't seem to find a job. Amen, but you ought to be glad that you have a job to be able to go to. Amen, I thank God, amen. I'm glad, amen, I'm able to get up and go to work. Amen, I may not always feel like getting up out of bed, but I'm grateful to be able to have a job to go to. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. You got to do whatever you do. You got to do it as unto the Lord. Amen. You got to realize that whatever I'm doing, I'm representing Christ. We are representatives of Christ. We are ambassadors of Christ. Glory be to God. Amen. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. You go, amen, to the restaurant. Amen. The waitress and the waiter, they want a good tip. Amen, but you don't serve me right. You're not getting a good tip. I'm sorry. Amen, if you was rude to me. Amen, if you didn't show me, amen, kindness. If you didn't serve me with gladness. Amen, I'm not leaving you a good tip. Amen, but you serve me with a pleasant spirit. You serve me, amen, with a grateful heart. Amen, yes, it'll cause me to want to bless you. Same way with God, amen. God's not going to bless you if you're not grateful. God is not going to bless you if you're not joyful. And if you're not doing it with joy, God is not going to bless you. Glory be to God. But when you serve God with gladness, when you serve God with a joyful heart, amen, God see that you're grateful. God see that you're, amen, you're thankful. Amen, God will turn around and bless you more. I come to realize the more you bless God, the more God is going to bless you. I said the more you bless God, God is going to bless you. Glory be to God. Amen. How are you serving God tonight? Amen. How are you serving God tonight? Amen. Let me tell you something, people of God. Serving God just is not when you're in church. That's not serving God only. Amen. That's just a portion of it. But serving God is in your everyday life. Serving God is in how you live your life. Serving God is how, amen, you perform your work and your job duties. Amen. When you go in the natural job, amen. Are you doing it with all your heart? Are you doing, amen, whatever you do to the best of your ability? Or are you, amen, trying to get out of work? Are you ducking and dodging and hiding, amen? Are you, amen, hiding in the bathroom, because you don't want to do the work? Amen. Go away. Do what you're supposed to do. Do the work that you get paid to do. Do it with gladness, amen. Do it with joy, amen. You know why? Because we're representing Christ. The world is looking at us. They're watching us to see, amen. Are we truly a child of God? Whatever you do in Jesus' name, let it be real. Amen. Let it be real. Whatever you do in Jesus' name, let it be real. Amen. The world is watching us. Amen. We're living the people read of all men. Amen. They may not know how to read a book, but they sure know how to read your life. Amen. They'll tell you. They'll tell you if you're living right. They'll tell you if you're walking right. He'll tell you when you're not telling the truth. He'll tell you when you're doing something wrong. Glory be to God. Amen. But don't let your good be evil spoken of. Amen. Don't let your good be evil spoken of. Praise the Lord with gladness. Live for Jesus every day. Walk upright every day. Speak the truth in your heart. Praise the Lord with gladness. Be glad that you're saved. Amen. Be glad that you're saved. Stop walking around like you're ashamed, amen, that you're saved. Amen. So many times, amen, we walk around like we're afraid to let the world know that we're saved. Amen. But be glad that the Lord chose you, that the Lord saved you and brought you out of a shame and a life of sin. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord with gladness. Amen. And even like I foretold it, even whatever we do, amen, whatever we do in the natural, we got to do it unto the Lord. We got to do it, amen, pleasing in the sight of God. Glory be to God. Everything that we do, it got to be pleasing in the sight of God, even in the natural. Amen. Even when you work on your job in the natural, you got to do it like you're doing it unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. You are because why? Because God is watching you. Amen. God is watching you. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Mm-hmm. His ears are open to the cry. Amen. He's sitting up high. He's looking down low. He's beholding the good and the evil. God is watching the good and the evil. Glory be to God. Amen. When we're not doing what's right, amen, that's considered evil. When we're not doing what we're supposed to do, that's considered evil. Amen. But the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Amen. He's beholding the good and the evil. He's looking down on you. Amen. Don't forget, God is watching you. You may feel like ain't nobody around. You may say, don't nobody see me. But I want to remind you, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. God sees you when nobody else sees you. God sees you in the dark. God sees you when you're around the corner. God sees you when you're hiding. God sees you when you're ducking. The eyes of the Lord are watching you at all times. Glory be to God. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. When you walk upright. Hold your head up. Amen. You ain't got no reason to walk around with your head hung down. When you know you're living right. When you know you're serving the Lord with gladness. Hold your head up. Amen. Be glad that you are a child of God. Be glad that you have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy and from the life of destruction. Serve the Lord with gladness. Glory be to God. Amen. Ecclesiastes 9 and 10. Amen. It says, whatsoever thy hand finds to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. Amen. Ecclesiastes 9 and 10 says, whatsoever thy hand finds to do, do it, amen, with thy might. Whatever your hand finds to do, amen, whether it's cleaning, amen, whether it's sweeping, amen, whether it's washing dishes, whatever it is, do it with all your might. Do it as unto the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Whatever you do, find joy in it. Get joy out of doing whatever it is that you do. Amen. You'll see God make a way. You'll see God bless you. You'll see God, amen, adding to you, giving you increase when you serve the Lord with gladness. Glory be to God. Whatsoever thy hand finds to do, do it with thy might. Amen. Ephesians 6 and 6 says, amen, not as eye service as men pleaseth, but as the servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Mm-hmm. Amen. Do you hear that? Ephesians 6 and 6 says, not with eye service as men pleaseth, but as the servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Amen. Not with eye service. Don't do something because you know somebody's watching you. So many times when we know somebody's watching us, we always put our best foot forward. Amen. But the moment that we feel like nobody's watching us, then we get sloppy. Then we become a slouch, and we don't put our best into it. We just do enough to get by. Amen. But God is not pleased with just doing enough to get by. God wants, amen, you to do it with all your might. Amen. He said, amen. Not with eye service, because you know somebody watching you. Don't do something because you know the supervisor is around. Amen. Don't do something because you know the pastor is watching you. Amen. But do it even if the pastor is not around. Do it if the supervisor is not around. Do it if nobody sees you. Do it, amen, as unto the Lord. Amen. Said, not as men pleasers. So many times we get caught up trying to be men pleasers. So many times we so busy want to please man, and we forget about pleasing God. Mm-hmm. Amen. But whatever I do, I always desire to please the Lord. Whatever I do, I always want it to come out to be the best. Amen. Why? Because, amen, I want to give God my best. Amen. I want to put my best foot forward in everything that I do. I don't believe in going half-handed, God. I don't believe in going half-handed stuff to any old thing. Amen. Don't bring me no any old something. Amen. And think that it's okay. No, it's not okay. Amen. Do it, amen, not as men pleasers. Not, amen, as eye service. Amen. Not as the eye, with eye service. As men pleasers. Amen. It says, but as a service of Christ. But do it as a service of Christ. That's what we got to do. We got to realize that we are servants of Christ. In the spirit realm and in the natural realm, we got to know that we are the servants of Christ. Amen. And whatever we do, God's got to be involved in it. God's got to be included in it. In fact, God has to be the center of it. Whatever we do, do it in Jesus' name. Whatever you do, do it in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Amen. It says, amen. Ephesians 6 and 6 says, not with eye service. Amen. Don't do it because somebody's watching you. Not as men pleasers. Stop doing things to please man. Amen. And do things to please the Lord. Amen. My Bible lets me know when a man's ways please the Lord. Amen. When a man's ways please the Lord, it causes his enemies to be at peace with him. When your ways please the Lord, when God is pleased with your ways, when God is pleased with your doing, he'll cause your enemies to be your footstool. Oh, yes, he will. Glory be to God. He says, but as the servants of Christ, whatever you do, do it as the servants of Christ. Because we are the servants of Christ. We've been called to serve people, God. We've been called to serve others. You're supposed to be serving other people. And do it with joy. Do it with grateful heart, as unto the Lord. Amen. He says, doing the will of God from the heart. Amen. Doing the will of God from the heart. So many times people say, God called me to do this. God called me to do that. But they're always trying to run. They're always trying to run from it. They're always trying to hide. Amen. When you need them, you can't find them. When you call them, they're nowhere to be found. Amen. But the Bible says, do it, amen. Amen. From the heart. Doing the will of God from the heart. Amen. Love to do what it is that God calls you to do. I said, love to do what it is that God calls you to do. We're still talking about serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness is what we're talking about tonight. How are you serving God tonight? How are you performing your duties tonight? How are you performing your job, amen, your work on your job? Are you doing it as unto the Lord? Are you doing it from the heart tonight? Or are you just doing enough to get by? Well, I want to tell you, God is not pleased with us just enough to get by. He wants it all. He wants it all tonight. He wants everything tonight. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. Amen. That's everything. That's all of you. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Colossians. Amen. We're almost done. Colossians, the third chapter. Amen. 17 verse. Colossians 3 and 17. It says that whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. People of God, do you hear that? This is the word of God. Amen. I'm giving you scripture. I'm telling you what the word of God says. Serve the Lord with gladness. He said in Colossians, the third chapter, verse 17, that whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. See, whatever you do, whether it's spiritual, in the spirit realm, or whether even if it's in the natural, whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. You got to do it in the name of the Lord. You got to do it in Jesus' name. David said in the way before that to Goliath, he said, you come to me with a sword and a shield. But he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I come in the name of the Lord. I'm not coming in my own strength. I'm not coming in my own name. But I'm coming in the name of the Lord. I'm coming in the strength of the Lord tonight. Not by might, not by power. God said, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That's why I begin to quote that scripture. Amen. And Zechariah, he began to say, not by might, not by power, but by spirit, says the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. It got to be done, amen, by the Spirit of God. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Say, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give a thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. Still give a thanks. Be thankful to him and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good. His mercy endures. His mercy is everlasting and truth endures to all generations. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10:31. It says, therefore you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Amen. See, people, God, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Amen. That was 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore you eat or drink, but whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Do all to the glory of God. Don't be men pleasers. Don't do it with eye service. But do all to the glory of God. Somebody ought to bless the Lord tonight. Come on and bless the Lord tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We're almost done. Hallelujah. Amen. But God wants it all tonight. Amen. God wants your best. Amen. You can't give God a half-handed job and expect him to, amen, be twisted and to be happy with it. Because it don't work like that. Amen. God wants your best. Amen. Amen. Daniel, the 5th chapter, verse 12. He says, for as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams, and shewing of hard sentences, and dissolving of doubt. Amen. Daniel, the 5th chapter, verse 12. So we're talking about Daniel. Amen. It's going on to say that Daniel had an excellent spirit. Daniel had an excellent spirit. Amen to that. Amen. The king was pleased with Daniel. Pleased with Daniel. How much more God? What do you think God, amen, was thinking about Daniel? God was pleased with Daniel. Just like God was pleased with his son, Jesus. He said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. He said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Tonight, people, God, I want to ask you, is God well pleased with you? Is God well pleased with you tonight? Is God well pleased with the service that you are rendering unto him? Is God well pleased with the life of holiness that you are living tonight? Is God well pleased with the praises that you, amen, that you offer unto him with the food in your lips, that you utter out your mouth? Is God well pleased with it tonight, saying unto you, this is my beloved son. These are my beloved children in whom I am well pleased with. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. This is my well. Amen. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased with. Is God well pleased with you tonight? Is God pleased with you tonight? Amen. Is God pleased with your praise? Is God pleased with your sacrifice? Is God pleased with the offering that you're offering unto him? This is something to think about tonight. Is God pleased with it? Are you giving God your best? Are you giving God your all? Amen. Or are you doing it out of pressure? Are you doing it out of constraint? Are you doing it because somebody's telling you to do it? Are you doing it with a joyful heart? Are you doing it with a merry spirit? tonight. But serve the Lord with gladness. I said, serve the Lord with gladness tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Stop walking around with your lip poked out. Stop walking around sucking your teeth saying, oh, here we go again. Yes, here we go again. Thank God for another opportunity. Thank God for another chance to give God praise. Thank God for another chance to give God glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm still alive to be able to give God more praise. I'm still here to lift my voice up to the Lord. I'm still here to lift my hands towards heaven and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. I won't complain. Glory be to God. Serve the Lord with gladness. How are you serving God tonight? How are you serving God? Glory be to God. Amen. Daniel 6 and 3. Amen. Daniel 6 and 3 says, then Daniel was preferred above the president and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. People of God, do you hear what would happen when you serve God with gladness? Do you see what would happen in your life when you serve God with gladness? God will raise you up. God will lift you up above your enemy. You may be down at the bottom of the barrel. But if you serve God with gladness, if you serve God with a joyful heart and joyful spirit, God will raise you up. God will raise you up above your enemy. Yes, he will. Amen. Here, Daniel, the 6th chapter, verse 3, it says, then this, Daniel was preferred above the president and the princes because an excellent spirit was in him. Daniel had an excellent spirit in him. What kind of spirit do you have tonight? Do you have an excellent spirit? An excellent spirit to want to please God? Do you have an excellent spirit to want to give God your all, your best? Amen. So Daniel had an excellent spirit. Amen. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. The king said, amen, I'm going to set Daniel over this portion of my goods. Amen. Daniel was, amen, he was thrown into the lion's den. Amen. They tried to do away with Daniel. Amen. But Daniel began to serve God with gladness. Even when they cast him in the lion's den, Daniel still served the Lord with gladness. Amen. Daniel, he began to interpret the king's. Amen. He began to interpret the king's dreams. Amen. And the king was pleased with Daniel. The king was so pleased with Daniel until the king began to say, amen. Amen. I'm going to raise you up above everybody in my palace. I'm going to raise you up. You're going to be over everybody in my palace. You're going to be over the president. You're going to be over the princess. Amen. Because you have an excellent spirit. Amen. And the king thought set him over the whole realm. Amen. That's what God would do when you serve the Lord with gladness. God will give you favor. God will give you favor, amen, over other people. God will give you favor, amen. He'll raise you up above, amen, and beyond. Hallelujah. That's what he would do. When you do it, amen, wholeheartedly unto the Lord. When you do it with all your might, God will raise you up. Amen. He'll set you in heavenly places. Amen. He'll cause you to sit, amen, in heavenly places. He'll cause you to sit at the king's table. He'll cause you to sit at the White House. Amen. He'll cause you. He'll bring you before great men. And you serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what God would do. Amen. He began to say, because thou hast that favor over little. Because you had that favor over little. You only had a little, but you was grateful for that little. You only had, amen, a portion, a small portion of something. But you were so thankful for it. So God said, amen, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you increase. Because you were faithful over little. He said, I'm going to make you ruler over many. That's what God will do for you. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm about done. Amen. But Psalms, amen, 33. Amen. And amen. First Samuel 16 and 23. We're talking about being skillful. Amen. Doing it skillfully unto the Lord. Amen. Whatever you do unto the Lord, do it skillfully. Amen. So many times. Amen. When King Saul got mad and angry. Amen. and he wanted to kill, amen, David. Then David began to go back and get that harp. David began to get that harp, and David, the Bible says, David played that harp skillfully. David played that harp so skillfully that every time he played that harp, amen, it would drive that evil spirit away from Saul. It would drive that evil spirit away from Saul. Why? Because David did it skillfully unto the Lord. David served the Lord with gladness. And people, God, he got to have an excellent spirit. We got to be skillful in whatever we do for the Lord. We got to do it with an excellent spirit, and we got to be skillful at it. Meaning, amen, we got to give God out there. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm closing now. Amen. God won't permit for me to keep quoting all these scriptures. But there's enough scripture that you got tonight to teach you and let you know how you got to serve God. Amen. Serve God with gladness. Amen. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. Glory be to God. So we praise God tonight. We glorify God. Amen. And we're going to, amen, close out tonight. But we thank God for the word of God. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. This is what God is requiring of us tonight. Amen. To serve the Lord with gladness. Consider your ways before God. Consider your doing. Amen. If you have not been doing it with your whole heart, serve him with gladness. In the spirit realm and in the natural realm. Give God your best. Give God your all. So we praise God tonight for all things. Amen. And at this time, amen, we're going to open up the floor for prayer. Amen. Tonight, if one so desires, amen, to accept the Lord tonight as your personal Savior, amen, you can push star 6 and mute your phone and come on over to the platform side. Amen. If one so desires to receive the Lord, amen, tonight as your personal Savior, amen, you can come over to the broadcast side, push star 6, amen, I'll mute your phone, amen, and we will pray with you. Glory be to God. Amen. Do we have one tonight?
This is Sister Stephanie. I have a prayer request for my sister-in-law. She lost her mom today during COVID. So if you could pray for the Lester and Tilman family, please.
All right. God bless you. Sorry to hear about the loss. We'll be praying for, amen, the Lester and Tilman family.
Thank you.
God bless you. Amen. Do we have any other prayer requests at this time as well? Any other prayer requests? Amen. Serve the Lord with gladness. Any other prayer requests at this time?
Yes, good evening.
Amen. If not, amen, we're going to pray the prayer.
Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Amen. Her sister-in-law. Amen. The Lester and the Tillman family.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this message on tonight. This is Sister Betty. My God, I enjoyed this message so much. It has been on my mind to call in. I know at least the past week, been trying to get there, and my medicine just been keeping me kind of sleepy every night. But I'm glad I'm up tonight. Purposely went out late and got back in because I want to stay up and call tonight and listen to tonight's word. You know, I was talking to my daughter and I was talking the other day and I was wondering, I said, well, Lord, why is it I can't get closer to you? Why I can't get closer to you? What's blocking me? Lord, what's blocking me from getting there? And my daughter and I was talking. She was saying, well, Mama, you know, when you grew up, you had a lot of hatred in you, you know, because of the way you, didn't see much of your dad. And you know, you had a lot of animosity, you know, with him. She said, you know, and I know I grew up tomboy, and I know I fought a lot. I fought kids. I didn't start fights, but I doggone sure ended them. And I won every fight I had. Just one time, I remember a girl beat me up because I had beat up her little sister. But a bigger girl knew me, and I was walking crying and telling her what happened. She went in the bathroom and took care of that. And so she told me if anybody else bothered me that was bigger than me, you know, to come and let her know. But I always listened to my grandmama. She said, don't ever start a fight. But if a person, you know, hits you, you know, then you got, you know, then you got a right to defend yourself. You know, then you got a right to fight for yourself. But I grew up with right there with my age, there was nobody with me, you know, at growing up in my age. My aunt was 12 years older than me, so I was just right there by myself, and I had to learn how to defend myself. So I fought a lot. And so she was asking me, she said, well, Mama, have you ever prayed about all that anger that you had growing up? Because I know I got a lot of whipping from my grandmama and granddad. And I said, well, no, I didn't, because, you know, any whippings I got, I know I deserved it because I was wrong, you know, for doing what I did. But I was just mean, and I held it in. And she said, well, did you ever go and apologize? I said, no, nobody never said anything to me about apologizing. You know, so no, I said, well, no, I didn't. I never did. She said, well, maybe that's something that you might want to, you know, concentrate on doing. And so it you know, the Lord let me see a whole lot that I had, you know, done during all my growing up days and held up. Bad feelings and stuff about stuff. And so I was intending to call a few days ago, fall asleep. But tonight, as I said, I want to just call in and say, you know, because I had asked Lord, why can't I get closer to you? Why can't I? And I know it's a lot of those feelings that I need to work out. Just ask the Lord for forgiveness and go to my grandmama and, you know, and talk to her, whether she might understand or not, you know, because she's, you know, going with that dementia. But just sit and talk with her and you know, talk it out with her, because it was a lot of stuff that I held in, so much I held in, you know. And even now, I guess I'm just one of those people that just don't joke, because, you know, because people sometimes wear a feeling on the sleeve, and I don't want to, you know, insult anybody, you know, because I don't want nobody to insult me. But, you know, I want to live my life more like Christ and love the people, you know, learn how to love the people. I learned how to love myself better and there's a lot that I heard tonight that just rang through and just made me realize, you know, there's a lot that I need to, I've prayed for a lot of things, but this is one I have not prayed about. So I'm just calling to ask for prayer to help me get over all of that, that bad feeling that's still there. And I don't want to be just, you know, I'm fine, I'm all right, and have all that still blocking, you know, my way to Christ. Still blocking, because that to me is just not right. I feel it, and I just want to ask for prayer to help me through to be more like Christ in his way of thinking and love, you know, just to love people and just, I don't know, as you say, don't walk around with a frown on your face, your mouth all poked out and all that kind of stuff. Oh, God, I was just listening to you and cracking up, because, you know, I know that was a whole lot missing me tonight. But I just want to call and ask for prayer that I be able to get over this and be able to get closer to the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. You know, as you were talking on tonight, amen, a particular scripture came to mind on tonight. James 5, James 5 and 16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. And then it goes on to say, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And then there's another scripture that comes over in 1 John 1:9. And it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. God, on tonight, we thank God on tonight that the light has shined in your life on tonight, and that the Lord has brought you to this point. Amen, Jesus, because glory be to God. So many, these are things that keep us, that block us from moving forward in our relationship with the Lord. And sometimes it's the smallest thing. And even as the scripture declares, it's the foxes that spoil the vine. It's the smallest little thing. Amen. But we thank God because he loves us just this much to shine his light upon us, to cause us to see. And then once we're able to see, even as the scripture declares, we can confess it. Amen. We got to get it out. Amen. We got to get it out. Amen. And confession is good for the soul. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. For you, Sister Betty, we thank God. Amen. Jesus, Lord God, that you've come to that acknowledgement, that God has brought you to that acknowledgement. Amen. Glory be to God, because the Lord truly wants us to serve him. He wants us to serve him in gladness. And when we have these things that are hindering us, amen, these are hindrances. These are weights. These are weights. These are things, amen, that weigh us down. Glory be to God that we can, amen, go off into a praise like we see a lot of people. We say may see a lot of people go off into praise, amen, sometimes. Or we may, glory be to God, see other people in their liberty, in their salvation. And this is where the Lord wants to bring us to the liberty, bring us to that liberty. And when we can get beyond, when we can get through, amen, when we can get past these things, amen, Jesus, let me tell you, we will see God in a whole new way. Glory be to God. He wants to bring us into his fullness. He wants to show us the more excellent way. Glory be to God. He wants us to experience the liberty of him, amen, Jesus, in our being. Glory be to God. So we bless God tonight. Amen. And we certainly will be praying with you. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. We'll definitely be praying with you on tonight. And we believe, God, surely, amen, by your confession on tonight. Amen. Already, we believe it's already done. But we will certainly be praying tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you. Anybody else on tonight? Anybody else on tonight? Glory to God. Anybody else tonight? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Anybody else on tonight? Amen. I see a caller on the platform. You can take your phone off of mute. We see you on. There you are.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, this is Sister Mayor. I'd like to ask prayer for my cousin Cliff. He has COVID, and they had to admit him to the hospital.
Okay. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you. Yes, ma'am, Sister Mayor. We'll certainly lift
God
him.
God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Anybody else on tonight? Anybody else on tonight? We do know God is a healer. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else on the line tonight? Anyone else for prayer tonight? Glory be to God. Anyone else on tonight? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God, amen, again for this word on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. People of God, and it takes, amen, all of this, amen, to bring us to that pinnacle point so that we can truly serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Glory be to God. It takes all of this, all of this, all of this. Glory be to God. Amen. If there's no one else on tonight, anyone else, amen, before we close on tonight, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. If there's no one else, amen. Jesus, glory to God. Let us go before the throne of grace on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise yet now again. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for your word. Thank you for your word, glory to God, that brings light. Thank you for your word of God that's a light unto our feet, oh God, a light unto our pathway. We thank you tonight. Father, we bless you, we glorify you, we honor you on tonight for all that you've done. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for your anointing. We're thanking you on tonight for just as sure as you sent your word, glory to God, you are ready to deliver your people. And Father, here we are. We come collectively. We come together on tonight, glory to God, lifting up holy hands on this night. Father, we're thanking you, glory be to God, hallelujah, for you cannot fail, for your promises unto your people is yea and amen. And we're thanking you tonight. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for looking upon your people. Thank you for looking upon the line, glory to God. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for the petitions that have come forth unto you in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, and we're lifting up Sister Betty unto you on this night in the precious name of Jesus. For you see her petition, oh God. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for touching her heart. Glory to God, for touching her heart and opening her heart, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus, that she can release those things, God, those things that are hindering her, God, those things that have happened unto her. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for your eyes go to and fro in the earth, oh God. Glory be to your name, oh God, and none of this, oh God, is a surprise unto you. But we thank you on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, that even as she has come to it, we're thanking you on tonight, glory. Glory to God, that you already provided a way of escape. You already provided a way of deliverance for her in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you will continue now to lead her. God, that you open this door, that you open this window. In the precious name of Jesus, you open this path unto her. Father, we're asking you to give her courage now. Give her courage to walk through. Give her courage, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Give her courage to get up. Give her courage, oh God. Give us strength on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Strengthen her, oh God. Strengthen her, oh God, that she can go forth. Strengthen her, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, even those wrongs, oh God, that she's willing, oh God, to go and attach and make confession on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would lead her and guide her. Oh God, cause her to be in the right place at the right time in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you for the work that you've begun in her life. We're thanking you, glory be to God. We're thanking you, glory to God, that after this, oh God, that she shall see your glory. We're thanking you on tonight that after this, oh God, she shall experience your lifting in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on today that even after this, oh God, that her eyes shall become open even the more that she will see your glory. We're thanking you on tonight, glory be to God, that after this, oh God, and even in the Mahaya, in the precious name of Jesus, we're thanking you, glory to God, that you're going to draw her nearer. You're going to draw her nearer unto thee. We're thanking you, glory to God, that she shall experience your glory, that she shall experience her liberty in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you, glory to God. Thank you, Yahya. Thank you, Haya God. In the name of Jesus, we're thanking you, Father. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing right now, right now.
your comfort. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're thanking you all tonight. Oh, God, that she's no longer bound. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you for the step of faith. Thank you for the step. Oh, Hashem, we thank you, oh, God. Thank you for your Nahaya. Thank you for her deliverance. Now, in the name of Jesus, her deliverance, oh God, and many others that are on this line, we're thanking you for that deliverance, oh God. Thank you for doing it today. Father, we thank you for doing it today. Oh God, for breaking the yoke. Oh God, breaking the yokes that hold your people bound. Father, we thank you on today. Thank you on today. Thank you for delivering them, oh God. Delivering them from themselves. Delivering from deception. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, we thank you on today. We thank you for your marvelous light. We thank you for your marvelous light. Oh God, and for this day of salvation. This day of deliverance, we thank you now. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you honor. We glorify you, oh, God, for her new walk, oh, God, and for others on this line, oh, God, that struggle with the same thing. But we thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God. Thank you for the overturning of our heart. Thank you for the overturning, oh, God, of the hand. Plan of the enemy. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Glory to God. We declare, we decree on tonight, no more bound. We thank you on tonight, no longer sitting in darkness. We thank you on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for liberty on tonight. Oh, God, we glorify you. We magnify you on this, oh, God, this night. This night. This night. Oh, God, they almost we thank you. Thank you for your leading. Thank you for your guidance. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Hey, God, for setting captives free. Oh, glory to God. Every captive, every captive. Oh, God, captive in the mind, captive in the soul. But we're thanking you on tonight. Father, we thank you for doing it all tonight. Thank you for severing the ties, oh, God, of the enemy. Thank you for severing, oh, God, cutting away, cutting away, cutting away. Oh, God, every tie, oh, God, that held your people bound. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you. Glory to God, our new walk. We thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you've done. Already done, but you've established the end before the beginning. We thank you for what you've done, oh God, in the life of those, oh God, even now, oh God, those that are far, those that are near. We thank you, Obosha, Eva, hallelujah. Thank you, glory to God. Thank you for opening eyes on tonight to cause us to see, to cause us to know that you can draw glory, that you can draw your people closer, that you can draw your people nigh unto thee. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. And Father, on this night, oh God, we're lifting up Cliff before you. We're lifting up Cliff right now, Father. Glory be to God in the Pasheba, in the precious name of Jesus. We're lifting him, Moshe. We're lifting them up before you now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for glory to God, we declare, we decree, oh God, but we say even so, oh God, that COVID has to bow. COVID has to bow to your name. Has to bow to your name. Glory be to God. In the name of Messiah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would touch him now. Touch glory to God. Touch Cliff. Touch, oh God, those right now. Oh God, that are wrapped, oh God. Those that are touched with this COVID now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would touch them now. Hey, God, Emosha. In the name of Jesus. God, touch them on tonight. Touch them and deliver them. Touch them and heal them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the hospital rooms, in the corridors, in the homes, oh God, those that have been touched, those that are infected, those that glory be to God, in the name of Jesus. Father, break the bands. Break the bands of COVID now, in the name of Jesus. We bind the will of the enemy. We bind the will of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And Father, we say no more casualties in the name of Jesus. Father, touch him of Allah. Touch body. Deliver him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal him and set him free in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God in the countless of others. Oh, glory to God, for healing is in your wings. Healing is in your wings. Glory be to God. And healing is the children's bread. And Father, we come on tonight. We come and we stand our state now. Oh God, for your people. Oh God, we come tonight. We come standing in the gap. We come standing in the gap for the healing of the nation. We come, oh God, believing you. Oh God, for those that have little faith, but we come on tonight, Father, and we say, hey, God, heal the knee of Messiah. Heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. We say, do it tonight. Bring them to your liberty on tonight, oh God, that you're yet able to heal. You're yet able to deliver. You're yet able to set free, oh God. Father, give them a testimony. Oh, glory to God. Give them the testimony, oh God, that you brought me out. Give them the testimony, oh God, that they can say, but God, the God that I, hey, oh God, that the Lord has healed me. Give them a testimony. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That you healed, that you delivered, that you set them free. We're thanking you for touching Cliff. We're thanking you for touching countless others. We're thanking you, glory to God, for turning back the hand and the plan of the enemy. Glory to God. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for intercepting the plan. Thank you for intercepting the plan of the enemy. Oh, God, but it was the enemy's plan. Oh, God, to determine death. Oh, God, for so many. But we thank you on tonight. We thank you for the turnaround. We thank you. You've given your angels charge. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you for interception on tonight. Hey, woo, glory higher in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for bringing them over. We thank you for speedy recovery, Father, even those on tonight that are sick. We're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you on tonight. We're lifting my mother before you. Thanking you for speedy recovery. Thank you, glory to God, for miraculous work in the lives of your people. We thank you on tonight. Hey, God, we thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you on tonight. Oh, God, for showing forth your glory. Showing forth your hand. Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, Father, for all of the petitions on this line tonight. Those that haven't even come forth. Those, glory to God, that are in the atmosphere. Those, glory be to God. Those on tonight, oh God, that again have a little faith. Those that have no faith, Father, but we're touching and agreeing tonight because we know that you're able. We know that you can do exceeding abundantly and above all that we ask or think. Glory to God. We know that you can. We know that you can. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Because we know that you're able. Glory to God. And we know that you shall do it. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you for this word. We're blessing you for your messenger on tonight. Bless you for the man of God. Bless you on tonight. Thank you for this word spoken. Haya, haya. Oh, God, compelling your people to serve you with gladness. Father, we want to do it on tonight. And we declare, we decree that we will. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we thank you now for delivering us from every infirm spirit, every infirmity, glory to God, that seeks to touch off on us. We thank you tonight for delivering us, your people, whatever, oh God, that comes, that's in the name of our Messiah, in the name of Jesus, Iman Teka, in the name of Jesus, breaking every yoke on tonight, breaking every chain on tonight, oh God, according to your anointing, according by your spirit on tonight, we thank you. We thank you for doing it. We thank you for delivering us, your people. We thank you, glory to God, that nothing, oh God, shall be able to set on us or do us harm. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Hey, glory. Lord, tonight. And Father, we ask you this night, Father, that you will stir the hearts of your people. Father, stir the spirit of your people. Stir tonight. Everyone listening on the Armata, everyone listening on this line, everyone listening on this broadcast on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will stir now. Stir your people. Stir us, oh God. Stir us. Stir us and draw us nearer. Stir us all tonight. Oh, glory to God. Stir us all tonight. Oh, God, and cause there to be awakening. Stir us all tonight. Oh, God, beyond fear. Stir us all tonight. Yes. Woo, glory to God in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, make us bold soldiers for you. Make us bold. Give us holy boldness in the name of Jesus. Give us holy boldness. Glory to God. Oh, God, that we may go forth and show forth your glory, that we may show forth your praise in the name of Jesus. Deliver us, Father. Deliver us beyond ourselves. Oh, God, that we can go forth, oh, God, and give you praise, that we can go forth about your kingdom business, that we can go forth, oh, God, as sons of God in the earth. Father, we thank you now. We thank you. We bless you now. We glorify you. Yeah, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now. Thank you for delivering us from ourselves. Oh, God, cause us to see you. Cause us to see your glory. Cause us to walk in your Emma. Cause us to walk in your glory. Yeah, glory to God in the name of Yamahaya. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for tomorrow. We thank you for the houses of worship. We thank you, oh God, for moving in the midst of your people. Move in a mighty way. Move in a mighty way. Move in a mighty way. Move, Father, in a way that we've not expected. Move, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do a new thing. Do a new thing among us. Do a new thing among us, oh God, Father, and don't do it without us. Don't do it without us. Don't do it, oh God, without us. But let us experience your touch. Let us feel your touch. Emaha. Touch us, God, and Emahaya. Touch us where we've not been touched before. Move us like we've not been moved before. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for your glory. We thank you all tonight. We declare, we decree, Father, we give it all unto you. We won't take your glory. We won't take your praise, Father, but make us an expression of your praise. And Father, for this we give you thanks. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor and we glorify you for these things. Father, now we're asking you to bring us back, oh God, at the appointed time. Bring us back, Father. Bring us back. Bring us back, God. Bring us back in the precious name of Jesus. And we thank you for all of these things. We do give you honor, glory, and praise. Father, we ask that you would bless our speaker tonight. Bless Minister Emmanuel. Bless him, oh God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. We ask that you would strengthen him now. Strengthen him, oh God, even in his travels. Strengthen him, oh God, even in ministry. Strengthen him, oh Moshaba, oh God, in every area of his life. Cause him to experience your overflowing blessings. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We do give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for all of these things. And aha, oh God, in Yamahaya, oh Moshe, God, Yadamaha. Ooh, we thank you tonight. Thank you for the sharpening. Thank you for the sharpening of your people. Oh, God, everybody on this line tonight. Thank you for the sharpening. Thank you for sharpening us. Thank you for sharpening us in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we love you. We said, teach us. Show us how to love you more. Show us how to please you more. In the precious name of Jesus, we do give you thanks. We do give you praise. Hide us now behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. And for these things, Father, we praise you. We thank you. We honor you now. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Glory be to God. And so it is.
people of God, we just want to let you know you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. There are two numbers we want to give you. Amen. The first one is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you can certainly get a copy as well. That number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's via WhatsApp. That number again is 678-608-7234. Amen. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we do want to invite you to come on back tomorrow night. Amen. Listen, man, consider what has been said on tonight. Glory to God. Don't let it slip. Don't let it fall. Amen. But we want you to glean every blessing from it in every way. Amen. For the Lord loves you. Amen, Jesus. He loves you more than you can ever know. And we just desire, amen, for you to walk in the perfect liberty of God. Amen. For it is unto you. Amen. And so it is. God bless you, people of God. Come on back tomorrow night. Continue to tell somebody about the broadcast. Amen. Continue to be blessed on tonight and tomorrow night. Hey, tomorrow morning, amen, as you go into your house of worship, amen. Go looking. Go looking, amen, with the praise on your lips. Go in with the praise. Amen. Go listen, even as you're riding down the road, go riding down the road with the praise. Amen. Walking in the doors, go in with the praise. Amen. You set the atmosphere. Glory be to God. You go expecting. Amen. Glory be to God, and God shall surely deliver. God bless you, people of God. We love you. Amen, Jesus, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Bless you, bless you, bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So at this time, we're going to open the line. Amen, Jesus. Amen, if you would. Glory to God. Just give God a
all
praise.
All participants are unmuted.
Amen. Come on, God, a praise before you leave the line on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Just lift your voices on tonight. Glory to God. Before you leave the line, hallelujah. Give the Lord a hallelujah. Give the Lord a hallelujah praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and lift
those voices. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
To God. Hallelujah. Give him a praise. Hallelujah. If you believe.
Hallelujah.
If you know it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Tomorrow night, God bless you. Amen. Get what God has for you. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll see you on tomorrow night. Blessings on you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.